this morning. Father God, we come once more again into your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, and most of all, for your grace, giving us stuff we do not deserve, abundantly, constantly supplying more than what we ever could consider. Not getting us justice, which is mercy, but above the justice, above the mercy, you've given us grace. More than what we can even think about deserving to receive. So Lord, help us to realize this because of you and your abundant grace. You are just allowing us to have another day's journey, another life on this planet, another way to give you the glory out of our life. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you. Help us see you like never before, how wonderful you are in our lives. And we'll continue to give you all the praise and the glory. And the saints of God that are in agreement with this prayer, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now at this time, if you want the program, Sister Holly will pass it out. And then I'm going to read the scripture. Yeah, right now. Hebrews the 4th chapter, verse 16, that we already read. And it is on the handout. And the title of this morning's message is Grace. Grace. We said a few weeks ago, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Don't you know that God is for you, especially if you have been redeemed and saved and on your way to heaven? No, let's say lie to you, because it's not about you. It's all about him and what he has done. And when she finished circulating through the congregation, a handout. It's not going to be that many, so, because I already know everybody knows, ain't really going to be that interested in it. And then if you have it, stand to your feet and we'll read Hebrews the 4th chapter, verse 16. If you don't have your Bible, it is on the handout. Hebrews the 4th chapter, verse 16. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. See that word grace? Underline that. That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
You may be seated. One word all through the message today, I want to let it sink in your spirits. Grace.
Grace.
God is constantly showing us grace. Stuff we do not deserve. Let me go over the bullet points and then we'll get into the text. Text number one. Three things in this section. The source of God. You want to write it down on the handout. St. John chapter 1 verse 14, 16 and 17. The source of God. The source of grace is from God. Second thought in that group of text one is grace abound. Grace abound, found in Romans chapter 5 verse 17 through 19 through 21. God said when he saved us, he gave us grace, and every time we mess up, grace increases. Third thought in that section is under grace. When we live in brothers and sisters under grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sermon text number 2. How do we get saved? By grace. Ephesians 2, 5 and 8. It's by grace. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about the attributes of God. And when we mess up, God said, I'm going to give you more of what you don't deserve. More grace. James 4 and 6 and 1 Peter 5 and 5. More grace. And what's going to happen as we realize we get more grace? Our response is we ought to be growing. Grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3 and 18. And the last thing I want to say, text 3, emphasizing grace, and it's on the handout. These four things, right there in the text of the 16th verse of Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Receive God's grace, believe God's grace, reprieve from sin, getting God's grace, and achieve God's grace. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all got the bullet points for today?
Amen.
Go back up to sermon text number 1, if you will, Terrence. I want you to see and John chapter 1, verse 14, 16, and 17, Jesus Christ, the second part of the Trinity, is responsible of grace. Grace came from him. Way before he made anything, he decided to show us how gracious he is. Even before Adam and Eve came on the scene, he was trying to show us and will be showing us grace.
Amen.
Verse 14 of St. John chapter 1 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the begotten from the Father, full of what?
Grace.
Full of what?
Grace.
Full of grace and truth." Follow me down to verse 16. "For of his fullness we have all received," what's the next word?
Grace.
"Grace upon grace." In other words, you can't wear it out. You can't, God never gonna say, "Ooh, I'm out of grace today, I can't give you no more. Ooh man, I'm out. Some of y'all gotta wait till tomorrow to get some more." Grace upon grace. Verse 17. "For the law was given through Moses." Notice where the source is. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. It's through Christ that we all have received grace. Let me give you all the definition of grace before we go much further. Are you listening? I say, are you listening? It's very important that you come to church and you pay attention. The definition of grace comes from the Greek word charis. Now let me tell you four things that grace is not. As I got ready to look up this word grace, grace has a lot of meanings in our culture. First of all, grace is not the movement or the actions of an individual. Because you know, she walked with grace. Okay? It's not that, okay? When God say grace, he ain't talking about the motion of a person's body and how they're walking. What's the second definition that's not? It's not royalty like some duchess or some queen, you know. Oh, she is the queen of grace. No, he's not talking about that. Okay? Grace is not prayer over you praying over your food. Are you listening? Will you please say grace today for us? In the scripture, when he's talking about grace, he ain't talking about none of that. What's the next thing? Grace is not a legal period where you allow some kind of payment to be or money to be paid, right? You know, when you buy a house or you buy a car and there's a time period they won't let you have, you don't have to worry about making no payments. That's called a what?
Grace period.
Wait, we ain't talking about that one today. Alright, y'all listening?
Amen.
This is what God is talking about when he says grace. Are you listening?
Amen.
Grace is the charis, is favor and mercy and pardon and forgiveness for not getting what you do deserve. Justice. But you're getting more what you never would have deserved. Is this sinking in?
Amen.
When God say that word grace, that's what he's talking about. More of something, way more than what you could ever and never would have gotten. And your response ought to be, thank you. Because there's nothing you can do about it. He does it every day over the earth. People get their gravity keeping them on the planet. Food on their table. Roof over their head. A lot of things they don't even realize. God is showing them grace and not giving them justice. Which leads us to the next word that we want to define. That's mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is not getting justice. It's compassion or kindness and not getting justice. So when you got forgiven, he showed you what? Mercy. Because you deserve to be what? Condemned. But he says, I'm not giving you that. I'm giving you mercy. And on top of giving you mercy, I'm showing you, what's the topic?
Grace.
When you wake up in the morning, brothers and sisters, realize God is always showing you his grace. And you get up complaining. God, I ain't got this and I ain't got that. Do you understand how good God is? God always is showing you grace. Grace is something he wants you to realize is undeserved. When you see, y'all know the illustration I told y'all before about a policeman, right? Do I need to reiterate that? I'm going to reiterate it anyway. You driving down the freeway, and the freeway posts a sign saying 45 miles an hour, and you flying, you going 90. You see the red lights of a police car pull behind you, right? And you stop, pull over to the side of the road safely. The policeman gets out of his car, he comes up to your window and knocks on the window. Pastor White, Mr. White, can I see your driver's license and registration? You pull out your insurance, you pull out your ID, and you hand it to him. He goes back to his car, he sits there a while, which you know what he's doing. He's running a check on you, see if he can find anything in the system with your name on it. He doesn't find anything, he comes back to you, hands you your registration, and hands you your insurance and your driver's license, and he tells you, now, Mr. White, Pastor White, you know you were speeding, right? The speed limit is 45, and I clocked you going 90 miles an hour. Right away, you know you were.
Guilty.
You what?
Guilty.
You know you guilty, right? But you know what he does? He says, now, I'm being generous today. I tell you what, I'm not going to give you a ticket. What's that called?
Mercy.
He, just to say you should have gotten that ticket and he should have wrote it out to you, but mercy says he's not going to give it to you. But on top of that, he goes back to his car, pulls out some $400 tickets to see the Dallas Cowboys up in the prime section where all the rich people sit, that you know you never would have been able to go up there. Come on, I know me, I never would be sitting up there. Except when the pastors went over to get a free tour of the building. And he hands that to you and says, now you take you and your wife or your friend, y'all go and enjoy yourself the game. What's that called? That's grace. God said, every day, brothers and sisters, I administer grace to people that don't even realize they're getting grace. But he wants you to recognize he's giving you grace up on grace. Is this sinking in?
Yes.
Turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Because when you mess up, God said his grace increases. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. It says, for if by the transgression of one, which is Adam, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of what?
Grace.
Of grace, the gift of righteousness will reign in through the one, who is that?
Jesus Christ.
Follow me down to verse 19. He says, for as through one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Isn't that what happened to us from Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Even so, through the obedience of one, that's our Lord, many will be made righteous. Verse 20. For the law came in that the transgression might increase. Let that sink in. Why? The law shows you, you fall short. Look what it says. But when the sin increased, grace abound all the more. Are you listening?
Amen.
God said when you sin, grace increases. Cover it. Turn to, if you will, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all what? All grace abound to who?
To you.
To who?
You.
Put your name in there. That always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every what? Every good deed. That's because once you understand God's grace, you can just run with it and let him be lived out through you. Is this sinking in?
Amen.
Why? Because in Romans chapter 6, turn there if you will, you're under grace. The day you got saved, you're no longer under the law and under judgment. You're under grace. And I don't think a lot of Christians really let that sink in. See, you still trying to live by your effort and live trying to satisfy God by your effort? That's the law. But God say, I save you, but you operate by what?
Grace.
What's the title of this morning's message?
Grace.
Look what it says in verse 14. For sin shall not be master over you. Let that sink in. So if God saved you, that sin may not master over you, where your concentration ought to be. What did God say?
Amen.
What did God say?
Yes.
Why? For you are not under law, but under what?
Grace.
Under grace. Let that sink in. And I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to be preaching on this in the future. When you do what God say, and this is something that's really registered in my spirit, God will move heaven and earth to accomplish whatever he want to do, as long as you're doing what he wants, 100%. Let this sink in. He will move heaven and earth to do whatever it is because you're willing to let him flow through you. I might talk about this on Tuesday. Joshua chapter 10, remember that? When Joshua was going up against the Amorites. Y'all remember that passage? What did God do? He stopped the sun and he stopped the moon so that Joshua could win. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to get edified on fire for that. You have that same authority and power living through you if you just sold out for him. God will make heaven and earth accomplish what he wants because you're doing what he wants. See, it's a lot of Christians ain't letting this sink in their spirit. Satan wearing them out, punching them left and right, got them on the ropes, making them cry, making them weep, and making them, Lord help me, beat me and be just whooping on you. But all you got to do, what did God say? If God told me to do what he's asking me to do, he'll make the sun stop. He'll make the moon stand still. And I'm going to be doing what he told me to do. If he tell me to annihilate the enemy, is this sinking in? I'm doing what he say. Don't you know this building is a product of obeying God? He moved the city of Arlington. He moved whoever it was so that he answered the prayers of Pastor White, because Pastor White was doing what God told him to do. And you know what? I'm not no special character. You have that same authority. You can make the sun stand still, the moon stop, and all you got to do is be doing what God say. How do you do it, preacher? Stop letting the flesh have its way.
Yeah.
Soon as you start saying, I'm already went too far. It ain't about you. It's about the one that died for you to show you his grace.
Yeah.
That ain't even the sermon. That's just the Holy Spirit going there. Let's get back to the sermon text number 2.
Come on.
Sermon text number 2. See, brothers and sisters, we have been saved by grace.
Yeah.
Look what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace we have been saved. You see that? Drop down to verse 8. For by grace you have been saved. How?
Through faith.
And it's not of yourself. Keep saying it here at Edify. God don't want your effort. Too many times we pull down. I'm going to forgive him. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to get it all in the way. God don't want your armor. All you got to be found is, what did Jesus tell me to do? I'm going to do what he said regardless. I like Charles Stanley because he said, obey God and leave all the consequences to him. If God told me to do this, it ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm doing what God said. Too many times we get in God's way because we get mad or we respond because it ain't what we want. I was listening to some sister on the radio. I don't even know who she was. She says, so you say I would be more loving if you just do what I want. Think about that. She would be more loving if you did what she wants. How many of us need to look at ourselves that way? I'd be a more loving parent if you just obey me, child. Think about it. I'd be a better wife if you just obey me, husband. I'd be a better husband if you obey me, wife. And we miss it. It ain't about you. Are you showing God? He's showing you, you missing it. It ain't nothing about what they're doing. What are you showing God? If they came to you and cussed you up all down the street, up and down, and call you everything but a child of God, what's going to happen in your response? It ain't nothing about them. What's going on between you and God? See, we miss it, brothers and sisters. Serve God. As soon as he don't see love coming from you, he says, oh, that's one of my disobedient children down there. I already told them to love, but they took it into their own hands and let that stuff come out of their mouth. You blanket. Come on, I'm messing with you this morning. Then guess what? Heaven and earth ain't going to move on your behalf because you're not showing God who's on the throne. So you got to constantly show God, I'm trusting you. I'm depending on you. I'm relying on you. My confidence in you. Are you showing? What are you showing God today? Why? It's all about grace. Many people will never see God's grace because we in the way. Opening our mouth, we ain't got to be opening it. Making the wrong choices when we shouldn't make the right choice. I like this illustration of choices. Three hymns. One Sunday morning, the pastor told his congregation he needed to raise some extra money. And he asked the people to prayerfully consider giving extra money in the offering plate. So he says, whoever gives the most, we're going to let them allow them to pick three hymns. So after the offering plate was passed around through the congregation, the pastor glanced down at the offering plate and noticed that someone had put a $1,000 bill in the offering. He was excited. Then he immediately shared this joy with the congregation and told them, will someone that gave this $1,000 bill personally stand up? So very quietly at the back of the sanctuary, this elderly lady shyly got up and raised her hand. So the pastor says, could you come down up front? So very reluctantly and slowly, the lady came down to the front of the congregation. And he says, he told her, he says, now, with this donation, we're going to let you be able to pick the three hymns of your choice. So the lady looked at him and her eyes lit up, looked all over the congregation, and she looked at three handsome men. She said, I'll take him, him, and him. Wrong choice. Look at your choices. See, your choices will be reflecting what you understand. Your choices will be revealed who's on the throne of your heart. Who's in the mind of your thinking. Is this sinking in? Look at how you respond. When you respond, you're showing God where your priorities are. You're showing him who's on the throne. Are you allowing his grace to be seen through you? Turn to James chapter 4, verse 6. More grace. More grace. More grace.
Amen.
James chapter 4, verse 6 says, he gives greater grace. Therefore, he says, God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And you know what I got to look in and study? You know what humbleness means? It's not pride. What's the problem with pride? Some of us are so full of ourselves. Selfishness keeps God from flowing through you, folks. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself. That happens every time something happens to you. When you say, not today, I ain't going to put that on hold. I'm going to do what I want. Get out the way, God. I'll catch you later. You ever thought that? Every time you do what you want other than what God wants, that's just what you did. See how it says? He gives grace. See what it says? He gives grace. You mean to tell me when I sin, God's giving me grace? That's right. He's showing you stuff you can't imagine. He gives you your heart desire. What was your heart desires for what?
Him.
For him. Follow me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
Amen.
The younger men likewise be subject to the elders, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the what?
Humble.
To the what?
Humble.
When you humble yourself under the hand of mighty God, God say, I give you more grace. He allows stuff to happen to help you see where you are with him. Been coming on Tuesday night, we say, God, I believe God come down in the lives of his believers every day. In the cool of the day, and he come and ask you, what's going on between you and me? Every day he's asking, what's going on between you and me? And many of us are so impervious to him and our relationship with him, we don't hear him. I'm busy doing what I want, God. I can't hear you. That's what it equates to. And God says, then that's pride. Because when God speaks, what should you do?
Listen.
You ought to listen. And you telling God, I ain't listening to you. Now, you wouldn't actually say that verbally, but that's what your actions show. Look what it says in verse 6. What's the solution? Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. And you know what he going to do? He will exalt you at the proper time. He'll lift you up. Is this sinking in?
Amen.
God wants to let you be lived out. He wants to be lived out through you, but he always look at, are you submissive? Are you submitting? Are you willing? God ain't going to force you. If you don't want to tithe, God ain't going to force you to tithe. Somebody need to hear this. You can keep all 100% that you're making, and guess what? Use every dime on you. But that ain't wise, is it? Come on. You show God. See, I'm telling you, when you realize God is for you, you'll do whatever he wants you to do. And you see more of his... I see God's grace every day in my life. I see... I'm not worthy of none of the responsibility that he's given me. None of... He has blessed my life so abundantly, I cannot imagine. I did not deserve to be no toolmaker. I still don't deserve to be a pastor. I still don't deserve the income that I've got. There's a lot of things I already know. It's God's grace. And when you realize God been giving you grace, you just say, thank you, Lord. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I try to love people even when I'm messed up. Are you with me? People do stuff to you, folks, for you to see what's going on between you and God. I ain't going to forgive them. I'm going to wait till I get my chance. You ain't never thought about that? But God said, love them. Immediately, I'm trying to do some teaching. When something happens that a person does to you that you don't like, ask yourself, Lord, why you allow that to get to me? Ain't no accident. Why you allow that to get to me? Am I not looking at me the way I should look at me? Don't respond by it. Lord, if they be obey me, I love them. See how messed up that is? It ain't about you. See, too many times we want people to do what we want, then we gonna respond the way he wants. That ain't, it don't work that way. God's already changing stuff inside of you. You ain't willing to let change. That's his grace. Do you understand how wonderful grace is? Come on, let it sing. As you sit here today, do you really understand how wonderful grace is? Ain't nobody on the sound of my voice worthy of nothing from a holy God. Nothing. But guess what? He's constantly giving it to you.
Yeah.
Aren't you breathing right now?
Amen.
Ain't you glad he ain't sending you a bill like the water company? Come on, anybody got a house? You got any bills lately? They ain't even making the water, but they gonna charge you for it.
Amen.
See how man does stuff? They have not manufactured not one ounce of H2O. God makes every bit of ounce, every molecule of water, but yet they're going to charge you for it. And you know what? We do the same thing. As soon as somebody does something that I don't want, I'm going to charge them for it and make them pay. Come on, you ain't never thought about that? Come on, you just won't admit it. You're already showing you need help. Why? Help starts by identifying the fact that you are dead. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It all starts by recognizing what God has done in your life, and you're growing. You know, I'm more patient than I've ever been before. You know what I would have did so many years ago? You know what I would have did if last week if that had happened? It's showing God that you are growing. Look what it says in verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
Amen.
But grow in the grace. Stop right there. Are you growing in the grace? Are you growing in the grace? See, until you realize God saved you and he wants you to grow into the grace, what? Finish the verse. And the knowledge of who?
Our Lord
and Savior Jesus Christ. It's Christ divine nature you've got to learn more of. Why? To him be the glory both now and the day of eternity. And he closed it out by saying, amen. Has that sunk in yet? An elderly woman died last month and was having had never been married, and she was single, and she requested that that no male pallbearers carry out her casket. And she wrote it down, and it was written in her instructions at her memorial service that I don't want any men taking my casket out. So the people were wondering, why would she say that? And they kept on reading what her will said. She said, well, they wouldn't take me out while I was alive, so they're not going to take me out while I'm dead. Are you going to die to yourself? God wants you to die to yourself. Until you learn to die to self, there is no his life coming through you. Is this helping you today?
Amen.
See, when God says, learn of me, take my yoke upon me, what should we be doing?
Taking
his yoke. And I firmly believe the more we do what God say, the more how he wants it done and die to self, the more he will move on our behalf.
Yeah.
2 Chronicles 16:9 says he goes to and fro, looking throughout the earth, see that he can find someone he can strongly support himself through. And you know what? God's waiting to stop the sun and stop the moon on your behalf, but he know you. If he can stop the sun and stop the moon, why are you struggling with finances? Just simply do what God say. Don't you know God know your need?
Yeah.
Do you know that God know your need?
Yes, he does.
See, if you know God knows your need, trust him. Let him deal with everything else. Let me obey God. If God tell me to build a building, forgive my enemies, tithe, let me do what he say, and he's responsible for all this other stuff. Somebody need to listen to God's grace? Are you listening to God's grace? Let's look at the handout. Look at the handout. You have the handout? Hebrews 4th chapter verse 16. Four things are in that text. And I tried to make them easy, but they didn't all line up, so that's my human flesh. First of all, he says, let us therefore draw near with confidence. Draw near means to receive. What does it mean to receive? That means you get God's grace and you understand, I'm going to do what he says. If God say X, Y, Z, let me put all my effort and all my human effort into X, Y, Z-ing. If it's loving, if it's being patient, if it's coming to church, if it's tithing, if it's reading my Bible, whatever it is, let me be found doing all that, even if I'm losing sleep. Do you know some of the best sermons I've come up with is when I didn't get no sleep? Are you listening? Who makes the difference?
God.
Amen. See, when you do what God say, don't worry about the consequence. Do you know a lot of times I've given money helping people out and look like, man, Lord, don't help. And God say, I make a difference.
Yeah.
I still remember when I went and helped some sister. She called and said, I ain't got no money to feed my children. And I went and bought pizza and everything, took it over there. And this young lady didn't even say thank you.
Yeah.
It happens, don't you see a lot of us that same way? God give us grace after grace after grace, and we don't even turn around and say thank you. As if he had to do it. God, you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do that. Have you received it? Not only do once you receive it, he's looking to see, do you believe it? He says, with confidence and fine. Now on that handout, put God's right in the right of that box is where it says grace at the end of each word. To get God's grace, put God's in there. To trust God's grace, you see that? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
If you're going to write some notes, write that down. See, you have confidence because you find what? You trust God's grace. If God say X, Y, Z, read my Bible, come to church, be patient, listen to the pastor, listen to the appointed man of God, then guess what's a good thing to do?
Listen.
See, when we just do what God say, we're going to learn a lot about who? Us and God. What's going to happen? Reprieve. What does reprieve mean? That we may receive mercy. Mm. Not punishment. You receive God's grace. When reprieve means you're not getting what you deserve. You don't you know God say we all deserve hell? Mm. Do you believe that?
Man.
You actually tell God whether you believe it or not. Mm. Well, I don't deserve to go to hell. Mm. God said, oh no, you don't understand how wicked you are. And until you recognize your inability, your wickedness, God said, I can't help you. Mm. See, you have to really know how messed up you are before you can rely on the supply of his help.
Amen.
Is this sinking in?
Amen.
And once you realize how messed up you are, then you can respond by, Lord, thank you for your grace. Mm-hmm. Not giving me what I deserve. Mm. And the last one is achieve. What does achieve mean? And help in time of need. Mm. You accomplish God's grace. Mm. How do you accomplish God's grace? You just receive it because it's coming through you. You know, I'm not getting what I... That ticket, he should have busted me all up and down that freeway and wrote that thing on me going 90 miles an hour, but he didn't give me nothing but tickets to a game that cost $400 a piece. Woo! See that grace? Is this sinking in?
Amen.
See, and that ought to get you to respond with praising the Lord. Isn't that going to help you praise the Lord?
Amen.
See, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
And if you know God's never going to leave you, what you worried about? It might get rough, it might get tough, but God, what we said last week, is for you. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to flourish.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sacrifice your character to make it happen. Mm. See, that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Some of our character is so messed up, we don't realize we need to understand his grace. Do you understand God's grace?
Uh-huh.
I say, do you understand God's grace?
Yeah.
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
Right.
See, your inability opens the door for God's ability. Mm-hmm. Verse 9 says, and he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for who?
You.
Whatever you are going through, brothers and sisters, he's giving you grace to even just go through it. Some of us want to change our situation so bad, but we're missing the lesson in the process of seeing God in it. Grace is sufficient for who? For who? He told Paul, grace is sufficient for you. Underline this next word. For power is perfected in weakness. Let that sink in. You mean you tell me these problems that I'm experiencing, this adversity, this setback has been designed by you to help me? Amen. Paul realized when I'm weak, most gladly therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell where?
In me.
Are you listening? He going to dwell where?
In me.
You see God's grace? Even when it's bad, folks, praise the Lord. Even when it's rough, give God thanks. Reminds me of this illustration. I praise the Lord. A preacher trained his horse to go when he said praise the Lord. And he trained his horse to stop when he said amen. So the preacher mounted his horse and he said praise the Lord. And the horse took off riding. He was riding along and enjoying himself. He said, well, I'll just stop and have lunch. So he said amen. The horse stopped. He ate lunch, enjoyed himself, got back on his horse and said praise the Lord. The horse took off. So he was enjoying the ride on the countryside. And he started toward the edge of a cliff. And so the preacher got so excited, he forgot what he's supposed to say. And he said, whoa, quit, stop, halt. Horse was just galloping along. So all of a sudden he realized, just as he got to the edge of the cliff, he said, amen. The horse stopped. He looked up to heaven, he was so excited, he said, praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, no matter whatever situation you're in, exalt the Lord. Lift him up. Praise him for who he is. Amen.
Amen.
See, even when you're at your weakest, Show how strong God is on the altar of your heart.
Yeah.
Praise Him.
Mm.
Lift Him up.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bullet points again in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Mm. See, it starts with a choice.
Yeah.
Let us therefore draw near.
Yeah.
How close do you want to be with God?
Mm.
Every day God comes down in your life
yeah.
from the garden in the cool of the day. What's going on between you and me?
Mm.
Are you as close as you should be?
Mm.
What's going on between you and me? Are you finding other stuff to be a distraction between you and me?
Mm.
What is it? It's keeping me getting close to you.
Yeah.
What is it you're not letting me be seen through you? Are you really listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really getting close to me? What is it showing you have confidence in me?
Mm.
Well, confidence to the throne of grace. That we may receive
mercy.
Mm-hmm. Have you received God's mercy?
Mm-hmm.
See, if you haven't received God's mercy, you won't know that you are getting grace.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you haven't received God's mercy, that man should have gave you that ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever got a ticket before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you deserve it?
Mm-hmm.
Did he let you off the hook?
No.
So you got justice, right? When he wrote that fella up and says, here, Mr. White, Pastor White, you were going 90 miles an hour in a 45 speed zone. You're going to have to pay them whatever the cost is. Here you go. Have a good day.
Mm.
That's justice, right?
Mm.
But when he turned around and says, I'm not giving you that at all. That's mercy.
Mm.
And once you see he didn't give you that, what you deserve,
mm.
then guess what? You understand his grace. He's giving you air,
mm.
giving you food, giving clothing on your back. Is this sinking in?
Amen.
So as we get ready to close today, are you really understand what God's done for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really understand God's grace?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you really understand that? See, the evidence is being seen by how you respond. Let me cut to the chase. You can fool everybody in the church and be all holy and endowed, but God already knows what's going on between you
yes,
and Him.
It.
And your response tells God what's happening.
Mm.
Pastor White and all, he's a dignified man of God. God knows me.
Mm.
And guess what? He knows you.
Mm.
So come clean with it.
Amen.
Admit your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Lord, help me be the godly man you are creating me to be. Help me be righteous. Help me be holy. Help me identify to realize how wonderful your grace is.
Yeah.
Have you beginning to accomplish that yet?
Amen.
Have you found that grace?
Mm.
Have you found that grace? I'm telling you, man, it's just wonderful to know that God sees His people doing what He wants on the planet.
Mm.
Closing passage, 2 Chronicles 16 and 9.
Mm.
2 Chronicles 16 and 9. Listen to the Holy Spirit. God's looking. He's going to and fro. He's looking today. See what it says in verse 9? When God spoke to Asa, and Asa didn't want to hear it because he had the man of God put in jail. Read that chapter. Check that chapter out. Verse 9 says, for the eyes of the Lord move where?
To and fro.
Move where?
To and fro.
To and fro. God's going back and forth throughout the earth that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely what?
Healed.
You see that? And Asa missed it because his heart wasn't for the Lord. Before you pick on Asa, look at yourself. Are you really sold out for the Lord? Reason why we can't get more of a blessing in our life, because our heart is not sold out for the Lord. We don't really want to strongly support Him. Why? Look, God looks at your heart. You do know He looks at your heart, right?
Amen.
He already know you.
Mm.
Do you know you? So when He points out your frailties, how does He do it? He uses whatever He sees handy. I'm going to use Rem White, Pastor White, Sister White, Sister Hayden, whoever it is, come across your path, and he's going to expose your flaws.
Mm.
Now it's up to you. You know what we do? We blame everybody I just call out except us.
Mm.
Pastor happened to use them. God happened to use them to help see where you are, and we tell God, I ain't going to listen to them. I ain't going to show your character through me. I'm going to show me.
Mm.
That's pride. Telling me, God, I ain't going to let you have your way. And did you know what pride does?
Mm.
It keeps you from getting God's grace.
Right.
You keeping God from getting grace?
Mm.
Getting God's grace?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Receive it today, brothers and sisters.
Mm.
Do you understand how wonderful God's grace is?
Mm.
Do you?
Amen.
So now we're going to close the message today, but I want you to pray. Lord, help me see your grace.
Mm.
One of the things you can incorporate in your prayer every Sunday, Lord, help me see how wonderful your grace is.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if it got to you, are you listening? No accident. You with me? A lot of people still not receiving this. I'm learning, if it got to me, even if I don't like it, what somebody may say to me, what somebody may do to me, there's a reason the sovereign Lord God had a purpose. Let me look at me.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
See, instead of responding, if they just do what I won't get so mad. See? You miss it. Because you don't see God's grace.